Hello?
Oh, hi, Andrew. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Hi, Tina.
Oh, hey, you just caught me. We closed at 4, so I was just logging off, and I saw your call, so I had to log back into the phone system, so it took me a second to call you back. I apologize.
That's all right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know that sometimes, you know, you prefer, like, a later call, like, at the end of the day, so I thought I'd try to accommodate you. So were you calling back regarding the billing?
Yes. I wanted to see if I could catch up on that and then see if we could just cancel the service for now.
Of course. Yeah, you can, but how come you're wanting to cancel?
Just the return on it has been, you know, really, really minimal, and right now things are tight.
Okay. So one option that I want to give you is, because I do see that you're getting some solid traction on Google, so I'd hate to see you cancel it and have that unravel. So one thing you could consider is removing the Facebook ads, because that would lower your subscription to $199, and I can apply that now and reduce the past due amount to $199. And then once that's collected, I can push the next billing out 30 days. So that way you wouldn't have two payments so close together, and you would be paid in full all the way until April 5th. And my objective in doing that is, I never like it when somebody has two payments so close together, obviously. But that way, you know, you'll still be on the first page of Google, the first page of Bing. You'll still have that call tracking number and the popular directories. And that way your business won't be so, you know, adversely affected. Because if that Google placement starts getting affected, that's where you'll see even a stronger, you know, decline to your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that
could,
might work?
We could go that route. Yeah,
okay.
That sounds like it'll work.
I always tell people the Facebook ads are excellent at the beginning. You definitely need them for the first 6 months or a year anyway, because it gets you some traction a little bit quicker. But now that you're ranking on Google, you're probably not even going to need them anymore. So, yeah, let's at least make that adjustment for you. And then for the new payment, is it still tied into the same billing address on West Escher Drive, or is it a different billing address?
No, same billing address.
Okay, perfect. That makes it easy. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, give me just a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is 4100.
Okay.
3905.
Got it.
8945.
Okay.
6967.
6967. Okay, expiration?
1/26.
And the code?
Is 719.
719. Okay, so I will get the authorization for the $199. Moving forward, you're grandfathered into that new rate. And then, again, you're paid in full until April 5th. So moving forward, your new billing date will be on the 5th of each month, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on your dashboard or anything like that to see the results that you've gotten?
It has been a long time since I've even checked in on it.
Oh, okay. Let me send you a fresh login to the dashboard. Obviously, I don't expect you to drop everything and go on there right now. But when you do have a moment, go on there and kind of look at the results in real time. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And then the one thing that you can always do here and there that will always help you get really solid results is to work on getting some 5-star ratings here and there. So I'll send you that review generator email again, and that will help you get some more 5-star reviews as well, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. So if you have any questions on that email, feel free to call me, you know, but of course it's self-explanatory. It's pretty simple to use, so I don't think, you know, you'll have any problems with it. But of course, if you need, you know, have any questions, feel free to reach out, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Andrew. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.